It was a good game for us. You know, I don't think we played particularly well, but it was a really good, hard game for us first up. So I was really pleased that that fourth quarter, the second unit came on. I think it was 6 points when they really stepped up the defence and got cranking on the defensive end and found Jesse. You know, got Jesse a number of open looks and were able to stretch that out. So that they did a great job.
I know you like to stick with the fives that are working. That five was a bit of a unique five with, I think, Waxy was playing centre in that lineup.
Yeah.
What did you like about that one?
Yeah, well, they were winning. They were getting the plus and minus up, but it was, you know, it's always, as a coach and the guys know that, I tell them all the time, if you've got the going on the court, I'm going to stay with you. And they had it going. So it's, and that's, you know, you find out your good teammates that support that as well. And everyone was engaged and, I think at about the 5.5 minute, Damo was getting tanked, and Bryce came in and controlled the ship. And you know, it was a really good first game for us. We got a lot of areas to tidy up, especially on the defensive end. And now we missed some assignments, and we just got disjointed there a little bit and led some points. But you know, the first game.
Grand Final Game 3 is probably the last time we're going to see Bryce in this arena. Turns out he's still got a little bit more gear.
Yeah, no, it's great. Bryce is, you know, it's been well documented. Bryce coming back and what he means to us, and you know, and the best thing about Bryce is he's unselfish. He gets double teamed. He creates opportunities for other people. He got the ball. Sorry, he got going in the second quarter and started to feel his shot, and then they double team in and he makes the pass. You know, he doesn't force that, he lets the game come to him, and he's got a pretty savvy head on him out there on the floor.
Bryce, how nice is it being back out there tonight? This gym obviously holds fond memories for you. And what happened in March, how'd you find it out there tonight?
Oh, definitely. It was great to get back out there and seeing, you know, we pretty much almost had a sold-out arena. Mm. It was fun to play in front of them. And with that being the first regular season game, it was just so much energy in the beginning of the game. And I think we did a great job weathering the storm when they made a couple runs. And we stayed poised. And overall, we played as a team. So the chemistry was there tonight.
Last season, you came in obviously midway through the campaign and had to just learn on the fly. How much of a difference has it made to have a preseason with this squad, obviously knowing a bit more about strengths and weaknesses and cohesion?
It's great, just because, you know, I had a chance to get a little bit more familiar with the concepts, because by the time I started to figure stuff out last year, season was done. But it's amazing, like I said, with the teammates we have, JP and DC. These guys, they don't have any egos, so it's easy to get them acquainted to all our new systems and all that stuff. So it's going to be a fun year.
How'd you find JP tonight, Trev? Seemed to take a little while to get into it, but how'd you assess his game?
Yeah, no, look, he's first game was good. Third quarter he got going. We probably got him the ball a little bit better spots than we were doing in the first half. And also feeling out, you know, he got a couple of offensive rebounds early in the game and really got him going. But, yeah, we certainly want to use his energy, his athleticism. We've seen there at one stage, you know, it was like 3 steps at half court. He was at the rim and got fouled. And, you know, he's going to improve on that. I thought it was a good performance, but I know he's going to improve from that.
And you touched on Waxy. He's probably your best preseason performer. How pleasing for you to have the faith to put him in our starting five and for him to produce what he produced?
Yeah, look, he's been working non-stop. He's in the forefront of the hardest worker out there, and he suits what we're doing. And like Bryce said, our chemistry with Waxy in that first unit is really good at the moment. So hopefully, you know, we'll continue and get that consistency.
You said early on that they played their best and we played their best. How much of the balance touch best game after a couple of them that
have
spent a lot of time with
us?
How much should put out to that? Angus wasn't far away from the few dropping.
Yeah, well, all the cylinders aren't firing right now, but we'll get there. You know, Angus was really good positioning, and a couple of those balls just had the lid on the rim tonight, didn't it? Just popped out, and DC's first game, so the timing and rhythm's not really there with those two big guys. But Angus has been and playing well, and look, Jesse's a vet. Comes on for 20 minutes, drops 18 points and changes the... Greg was outstanding. You know, that's when you need your vets to come in at the start of the year. And I thought they did a great job.
And as exciting as buzzing, beating three-pointers are, they help too, don't they? They're pretty important shots.
Oh, big time, you know, yeah. And it just gives you that breathing space as we work through stuff, you know. And it's good to get one on the board early.
Can you just give us your thoughts on membership that it's... But membership at Record and first game here, biggest crowd, first game, like as far as the team and what you're trying to produce and what you have been producing, what that means?
The people of Perth, just it's a love affair here. We love playing in front of these guys, and hopefully we do them proud on the court. We often talk about playing the right way, and they support us. They're certainly a part of us, and to have, you know, just clicked over 11,000 members and have first game, I think there was 150 spare seats at the start. That's almost a sellout, or it might have even got to a sellout, I don't know, but that support's just huge. And the guys, like Bryce said, they feed off it. You know, we feed off that energy, and sometimes we're going to need that, and it's the best place to play in Australia without a question.
They've seen you win, but there's excitement still to come. There's a guy sitting in the corner today jumping up and down like he was on a pogo stick. Enforce the turnover. There's still a bit to come, isn't there?
Yeah.
A lot of upside.
Yeah, we've got the 5 second count in there. Yeah. JP will find his feet, and we're still manoeuvring our offense to suit each guy's strength, and we've still got a little bit to get JP fully incorporated into our offense, but we're getting there. And you know, you've seen some glimpses, and there's good signs ahead.
Can you manage Maddie next game?
Yeah, Maddie had a layup. You know, made that 2 points and turned and got a knock straight to his chin. To his cheek. So the poor bugger just can't take a trick at the moment. So we'll see. We'll get it examined and see where it is.
It could miss, right?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard from the doc, but, you know, we took him... Well, he played an extra couple of possessions, but then we didn't play him after half-time, yeah.
So potentially a concussion-related thing? Or
I don't think
like
so, yeah. I think it was a cheek, yeah. I think he made the basket and turned and ran Buford's AC, which is the hardest part of the shoulder. So we'll see how that pans out.
How pleasing for you guys to get the win without needing to go to Matty and DC, obviously too much, without having your pre-seasons?
Yeah, and that's a part of pre-season too, that we've had some guys out, you know, and we have even had, you know, Dexter didn't play tonight, Reese didn't play, but they've stepped in and to play quality minutes for us, and it gives the team confidence to know whoever's on the floor are quite capable of playing the right way, and you know, and that's what we adversity in pre-season. You get exposed to those things, and we answered it well.
Yeah,